Satnam, everyone. Satnam, everyone. It is the Shakti Activation Call, 2015, January 20th, and moving right along in our 8-year chronic body. I've been enjoying in the classes working with exercises to clear the subconscious and to reprogram ourselves so we can move from fear to love, from constriction to expansion. And that's what we're working with this whole year, getting into the flow of the divine. But sometimes it takes work. And that's what we were just talking about. And Yogi Bhajan is here smiling, saying, yes, it's the work part. So he appreciates us for doing the work part. The work part that we've been working with is clearing the subconscious so we can move through any problems that come up with courage. And he talks about that our main problem is that we don't have courage. That there's that, you know, as a whole, society is pretty motivated by fear or run by fear. And that as we move into this 8-year, we have the opportunity to start to expand and open up and to view life from a more expanded point of view. And we want to move into that feeling and put the feeling in the field. Put the feeling in the field. I have courage that we are anchoring in that frequency of courage for ourselves and for others to experience. So people don't have to just be always moving from this fear of survival, or fear of not being loved, or fear of being rejected, or fear of being lied to, or fear that they're not going to have enough in the future. Whatever it is, we have had, and we want to move out of into this beautiful, beautiful day of sun entering Aquarius, which with an Aquarian new moon, into that expansion, Aquarius being the 11th house and community and building community, into a community that can expand and can move into the frequency of love. So we know that it may not be everywhere on the world for a while, but the more that we put that frequency in, the more spirituality can be available, that frequency of expansion to more people. So we'll do our part, and we'll just let the results be with God, be with Goddess, as they say. So here we are. We have the, every cause has an effect. So if we are orienting from the expansion of the divine, from the spiritual frequency, from the 8-year, from the pranic body, from the breath, from the expansion of the breath, then we can have an expanded view of how to work through any situation rather than a contracted view, so that we can move into successfully navigating these these waters that we're moving through right now. Okay, well, let's just talk about a little bit about the Aquarius. So this powerful, powerful, very rare occurrence astrologically that we're having right now is a planetary initiation. And because there's a lot of Pluto energy, so as we said, Aquarius is the 11th house, the community, and it's the sign for Aquarius is the water bearer. That image, that astrological image of this archetypical figure, I'm holding a jug of water and pouring the water. But it also represents energy. It's how we share energy. And it has to do with how the energy, what's connecting the community. So this is the key pivotal point. So what we want to anchor in today is the frequency of what connects the community, whether it's in our own house, in our own city. We want to be the archetypes that ground in the frequency of the energy that connects the world to be an energy of expansion, an energy of love, an energy of coming from a more conscious place. So this is an initiation point. This is a contact point, contacting the frequency that connects everyone. So as we drop this in, we drop this beautiful drop of water, we drop this beautiful candlelight into the darkness, we'll hold the frequency that this consciousness of moving into an expanded place in terms of how to see the world from a place where people are actually there for each other and helping each other out and more concerned about the community than about their own individual needs and desires, their own individual survival. So it's an opportunity to move from that fear of individually surviving into the bigger field of not what's in it for me, but what's in it for thee. So that's the opportunity for this Aquarius sun sign and this Aquarius new moon. And the Pluto influence that we have is we have Pluto squaring the moon's nodes. And this is very slow. Pluto and the moon's nodes move slowly. So we're going to have this especially going on the rest of this month is in January, and then February and March. So it's a three-month period, January, February, and March, where we have this intensity of Pluto square. And remembering that the squares say something's got to move, something's got to give. And so we've got also Uranus actually today in exact conjunction with the south node of the moon. So we've got Pluto square Uranus squaring the moon nodes going on at the same time. So all that's going on. And then we have Mars going into Pisces squaring Saturn. And in Sagittarius. So we have a Mars square Saturn and Uranus square Pluto. So that's a lot of words. But basically, it's what these planets are saying is something's got to move, something's got to give. So it's where the size of the square meets creates a tension point. Somebody's got to give. So it's not a good time to kind of dig our heels in. It's a good time to look at the bigger viewpoint, the broader viewpoint. Oh my gosh, the pranic field. What could be connecting us? What could be the bigger vision? It's time to roll the eyes up and look at that third eye and beam that beam of light out into the world, into the situation, and say, how could this be different? Well, we know lots of ways things could be different, so we'll hold that vision. But this day is an especially powerful day that we're lining up these planetary frequencies, these planetary bodies, these energies, and our intention, our frequency is going to be carried very far today. What we do today has very impactful. We are the ones that are grounding in these frequencies, that are holding the light in 3D, in physical form. So we're the ones that are receiving these possibilities and beaming out the solution. Yay. So, wow, this is the day. Aquarius, the new moon at 0 degrees Aquarius, exactly opposite the sun. So what's going to happen? So it's a waning moon, which means the moon's getting smaller and smaller. So we got a new moon. It's the dark moon. So the new moon is the time today to set the intention for what we want to bring into being. So it's really more about what we want to bring into being, not only for ourselves, moving into that courageous place of looking at the world, but also what our vision is, the bigger vision for communities at large. So what is the transformation? What is the metamorphosis? What is the alchemy that's going to make this happen? Pluto is associated with nuclear power. So just when Pluto, the planet Pluto, was discovered, they were also creating the atomic bomb. So this Pluto is nuclear energy. Things can very easily explode, but we want them to explode the sphere and burst into a field of light, like the 4th of July or something. So we'll just imagine that we're just bursting through the sphere. And so that the relationship of transformation is a resurrection into the light. So that's the direction we're going to hold for things to go in. It can be a lot of turmoil, it can be stressful, and it can create a lot of anxiety. But we want to know what we're dealing with, and we want to know that we're directing these frequencies into the pranic field, into the 8-year, into the 2015, and that's we're mainly talking about having the courage to really access the point of view from the infinite. We have the courage to relate to the infinite and have the infinite direct us and feel that's ahead, that flow of the infinite flowing through us, as opposed to being controlled by the finite, which is what creates fear, which is what 3D is all about, only seeing what's around us, thinking that that's all there is. We have to collect lots of money, lots of security, lots of whatever it is, then that's just going to perpetuate the fear on the planet. So this is a turning point in the history of humanity. This can be a turning point. So let's see, that the Titanic turnaround before it hits the iceberg and sinks. We'll hold the frequency of humanity turning around. So Pluto, this Pluto energy, works in 4 ways for transformation. So it all depends on the amount of resistance that's going on. So if the growth is resisted, if evolution's resisted, then that's the hardest way to deal with Pluto. So what we want to remember is that we're really souls that are here to evolve. We get so caught up in the idea that we, again, identify with just being 3D beings, and of course we know we are multidimensional beings with 10 bodies working through 9 dimensions and all that. But for those that are just attached to the 3D situations and might resist the evolution of Pluto and forget why they're really here, and that the soul body is a bigger force, the soul of evolution, the soul of the planets, the soul of what's meant to be happening on the planet right now. The God force, the goddess force, is a bigger force than the ego or 3D. So that's the main point, that there's a much bigger force that's moving through everything now. So those who resist the force, sounds like Star Wars or something. Those who resist the force will be forced to release whatever it is that's not serving them, that's in the way of their evolution. So who knows? That could be some physical change for someone or something traumatic that's being released from them that they feel something's being taken away. So that's the first way Pluto works, because Pluto will help us evolve, will get to the root of what's not allowing us to change. And the second way is if someone's just basically stuck in a situation that's just not happening. It's just very empty, very stifling, and they feel really like suffocated. Remember, we're in the 8-year, the pranic field, so you've got to be breathing life into every situation. So that could be taken away. Bam. And then the third way is it gets better. The third way is through partnership or relationships, where somebody or some force or something, a friend or a lover or something that you're attracted to, takes you to a higher frequency, the law of attraction. So this could be someone attending a yoga class, and they're just drawn to go to your class, and they feel very uplifted. So that's the law of attraction, and that can change someone's life, change in the direction of their life towards evolution. So that's what we're talking about this Pluto force is doing. And with the Aquarius, the forces of the planetary bodies and the forces of evolution are kicking in to help people turn towards a more evolutionary point of view. What do they need to change? Maybe it could just be a small change. Maybe they just think about what they could do for somebody else for a minute rather than thinking all the time about how they individually can get ahead. So we don't know. The changes could be incremental or they could be really big. And then the fourth way of change that Pluto helps us change is when a person can identify with their soul or a new aspect of their soul or the nature of who you really are. So that's like being aware, basically, that we are here as souls to evolve. So when one has that realization, when they come to your talk to you or come to your yoga class or whatever, or just they're around you, when a person has that realization and changes their identity to that of the expansion of their soul, now that's created a whole new direction. So that's the best way that Pluto can affect us. So we want to just be aware of just looking, just watch around. How's Pluto affecting people? How's Pluto affecting the world around us? Is it a very traumatic way, or is it a very gentle, like, oh, expansive way? Like, oh, I get it. I'm here to evolve. I'm a soul here to evolve, rather than to just acquire things in 3D, or however that shows up, or hold on to stagnant situations. So this is a time when new things can emerge and come into your life. So Pluto squaring the moon's nodes. So that's pretty important. That's the most important thing. But we also have, we've been talking about Uranus a lot, and that's the revolutionary. We've got Uranus conjunct the south node of the moon, and the south node of the moon is in Aries. So Uranus is very electrifying, awakening, liberating. It's kind of a shock, and it'll wake people up. It's an electric energy. It's a sudden jolt of electricity. So to see, you can look around you, see how that shows up too, how you feel, how it shows up around you. So it can be a sudden force of liberation that can, you know, wake somebody up. And they might get liberated, whether they like it or not. Again, we're talking about, you know, in conjunction with the Pluto, how Pluto allows us to evolve. And then we've got the north node of the moon in a Libra. And this is any kind of relationship partner ruled by Venus. So this is when we move into this, we move into the north node of the moon. So we go from the south node to the north node. We can move into harmony and cooperation in the Aquarius with each other in the bigger community. And we can move into that frequency of being ruled by Venus, love, harmony, cooperation. And that becomes the new identity. Now we've got a new reality moving and changing and growing. And then realizing the benefits of partnership, realizing the benefits of harmony and cooperation. So those are some of the main forces happening today. Oh my gosh, I hope they happen quick. Now, we're initiating them. We're initiating change today. Aquarius moment. It's a big moment to seed, plant the seeds for the new, what can become in the Aquarian age, remembering that the Aquarian age just got initiated in 2012. And what did the Mayans tell us? 2012, the end of the world. Well, we had 2,000 years of being in Pisces, so we're just at the beginning of the Aquarian age. So I know in physical bodies we're looking forward and impatient for change, but we have a little time to work with this, but we're seeding the change today. And the Mayans said it's the end of time, and it's the end of the Piscean linear time, the end of power over. So we're just at the beginning. So what do the Mayans tell us? Time is art. So it's just the beginning of those who are waking up to know that their power, that we are co-creators with the divine. We are co-creators with the pranic field. So as we are here to initiate the new and hold that frequency and seed those thoughts and seed those frequencies, others will follow. That's the direction of the Aquarian age for the next 2,000 years. Oh my gosh. So we're moving from fear to courage, and we're being aware of the law of cause and effect, and know that when we move with the infinite, that we will cause an effect that allows the whole world to move into an expanded, trusting point of view. And we will have the power to deal with situations around us and the power to elevate. So that's what we're looking forward to. So we are seeding the frequency at this time. The Yoga Bhajan says, remember, you are very valuable and appreciated, and keep going. You'll look back and appreciate your own work at this time. Thank you, sir. He's saying, from a soul perspective, from your eternal soul's perspective. So, when we... I'm smiling. Okay, they're giving us, like, some beautiful frequencies right now, so just breathe in. Okay, we're just getting a rush of angelic spiritual frequency, so breathe into that. Good, good, good. We're getting a little reward here, a little waterfall, Aquarian waterfall. Good, good. So keep breathing into that topic transmission. And let yourself be totally healed. And just feel that DNA being restructured and healed. Good. So as we work with the Har Har Gobinde mantra, what we're doing is we're using the tip of the tongue and we're chanting all the way from the base of the spine to get that energy moving from the Sushumna all the way up to the third eye. So we're re-imprinting the frequencies. We're recalibrating. We're releasing the subconscious that's in our way. We're releasing the heavy Pluto energies. So, Gobinde, one who sustains us. Mukunde, liberation, one who liberates us. Udade, one who takes us across, uplifts us. Apade, the infinite, one who is infinite. Hadiyang, one who does everything. Kadiyang, and by grace everything is done. Nirname, one who is not bound down. He is without the identity of the name, so one who is free. Akame, one who is by him, by itself. Hada. Hada is the original frequency of the creative god or goddess. And Hada. Hada is with me. You realize that you are one with the divine. You are God incarnated. So it is the eight powers. The eight powers of creation or co-creation. So connect with the tip of your tongue, which will integrate you with opening your crown chakra and pulling up on the base of the spine as we chant our mantra for today, which is the same as last week. But we did so well, we're going to continue.
Har 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 Gobinde, Har 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 Mukunde, Har 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 Udare, Har 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 Abhare, Har 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 Hariyam, Har 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 Hariyam, Har 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 Hiname, Har 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 Hajame, Har 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 Gobinde, Har 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 Mukunde, Har 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 Udare, Har 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 Abhare, Har 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 Hariyam, Har 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 Hariyam, Har 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 Hiname, Har 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 Hajame, Har 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 Gobinde, Har 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 Mukunde, Har 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 har
To your third eye, up to Sushumna, and exhale, exhale, exhale. Let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go. Beautiful, beautiful. My third eye sort of swirling around. My top of my head feels opened. How's everybody else feeling? Nobody can talk. That's the sickness. Nobody can talk to you. That was good. Yeah. I think we went deeper this week. Yeah. I think we went deeper this week. Don't you feel that? I do.
Yeah, because I've been doing it for a while now.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Tess Creek. Well, Yogi Bhajan was reminding us that we're feeding the Aquarian age. We're feeding the Aquarian age, and we're very important. I know we get frustrated, but we're doing a great job, so. We're just at the beginning. Sounds like somebody's unwrapping candy. Pass it around. Give us some.
It's
smacking their lips.
Oh my God.
That was a very good call.
That felt so good, yeah.
Roger,
that was.
Yeah. I also wanted to mention that I think there's some kind of virus on the shock deactivation page.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to say about that. We need to do something about it. I get like a zillion emails.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, what's going on with that? Yeah.
Maybe
on the Yahoo group? Okay.
Yeah, we were compromised, and I can't put it in the spam. And this is not a joke. This is a sex
It is.
Harassment.
Yeah. Oh, really? Ew. Okay.
So, we need to close it and reopen the account again.
All right, I'll look at it. Bummer.
It is bummer, isn't it?
It is. I don't know how many members we have on it, how many people get
144. I went inside last night thinking, let me delete myself from there because I can't send this email that I get. But I couldn't do it. I don't know. I couldn't find a way to just delete myself.
Yeah, I was trying to do the same thing, and then it asked me, and then I don't trust it anymore. I don't want to click on any buttons.
No, I didn't want to.
And you can't even put in the spam.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why. I know. And it's different. Yeah. It's different names that keep coming up.
Right. I'm not clicking on any of them either. I didn't want to open anything up. I didn't want to see any of that. It's like, okay, that's not us.
Oh, wow. Okay, all right. We'll have to look at it. I'll have my son look at it with me. My computer son.
Yay!
Yeah.
The younger generation, you know.
And the thing about it is, I want to let Barbara know that you're continuing.
And Linda.
Yeah, Linda. That sounds good, Linda. Yeah, because she sort of want to know what we're doing.
Right. Okay, well, we'll look into it. Okay, everybody, that was great. I'm swirling around. Thank you. I felt that beautiful transmission at the end. Did you guys all feel that?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
The same swirling around.
Yeah. Good. Okay, excellent.
Thank you, Guru Karen. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Great being with you.
Love you.
Bye. Love you. Good night.
Good night.